We welcome you to a new episode of our podcast, EFZ Talking Finance of the Institute of Financial Services, Zug EFZ. My name is Thomas Bierer.
And I'm Timo Herroth. We are excited to welcome our guest, Daniel Kunyi from CoProcess, a company committed to support the customer base in the corporate treasury and accounting sector. Welcome, Daniel.
First of all, thank you. Thank you for these invitations to this podcast. I'm really pleased to be here today and to talk to you, Timo and Thomas, about intercompany netting.
Yeah, first of all, we would like to thank you a lot for taking the time for this conversation. Before jumping right into innovative solutions that CoProcess established, we would like to know more about your career path. So you're currently working at CoProcess as managing director. During your professional career, you were able to work in various industries, ranging from fashion to specialty chemicals. Which skills did you pick up along the way that helped you excel in your current profession? And how did you tackle the challenge to adapt to new work environments?
Well, yes, this is correct. I have worked during 25 years as a treasurer in charge of both treasury and credit in very different types of industries. In the oil and chemical business, amounts are very large, margins low. It is a manufacturing and production activity. Fashion and luxury is very, very different with retail activities, high margins, and where credit cards acquiring plays an important role. It was never a big challenge to adapt myself to new environments, but of course I had to learn at the beginning of each new assignment. Even if these companies are very different from each other, core treasury activities remain very standard in all types of industries. Visibility of your cash positions, cash forecastings are critical, FX exposures, hedging, same for investments of excess cash, debt management, loan management, and so on. It doesn't matter if it's a luxury business or if it is a chemical business. For the first time now in my career, my positions is very different from the others I've had so far. I started as a treasury consultant for CoProcess 4 years ago, and I am now the managing director of the company since its acquisition by G Treasury 1 year ago. But my treasury background really helps me in this position, because the majority of the people I talk to in my day-to-day activities work in treasury and finance departments. The only point I really had to learn was the technical piece of it, working with very technical people, developers, which is something a little bit new to me.
Thanks for the intro, Daniel. CoProcess seeks to support its customer base using netting expertise. One of the services provided is an intercompany netting solution, helping its clients to make internal settlements more efficient. What is exactly a netting solution, and what are the most important advantages, for example, compared to conventional solution of a typical TMS or of a typical treasury management system?
Very good questions. And in fact, you have three questions in your questions. So let me start with the definition of netting, and then I will talk about the advantages of netting and then the main differences with a treasury management system. CoProcess has developed its first intercompany netting solutions in 1991. So more than 30 years ago, and is really specialized in this niche market. CoProcess intercompany netting solutions is what we call a multilateral and multi-currency netting solutions. It is not a simple offset of AR and AP cross flows. So all the group subsidiaries import their receivables and payable invoices into CoProcess. Netting and conversion rules are set at the subsidiary level, so they don't need to work all in the same way. But the majority of CoProcess clients want CoProcess to net and convert all invoices to a single amount in the home currency of the subsidiary. So this net receivable or payable amount, which will be settled through a netting center, can be either a physical payment or cashless with the in-house bank. So you are really replacing many, many transfers in many currencies with a single transfer in a single amount, and usually in the home currency of the subsidiary, between the subsidiary and the netting center. Your second question was about the advantages of netting, and there are really two types of advantages. The first one is a financial advantage, massive reductions in FX cost, because all FX is centralized at the netting center. Subsidiaries no longer buy and sell many times the same foreign currency and no longer issue payments from a currency account different from the invoice currency, where the spread can be extremely high. You have reduced transaction costs because you have less cross-border transfers. You have some float savings as well. In fact, the return on investment is very high and immediate, ranging from a few hundred thousands to millions of dollars per year for each of our clients. The second type of advantages is really improved efficiency. And this is an advantage which is really highlighted by all our clients. As soon as netting is up and running, they all tell us that it brings structure and discipline to intercompany transactions with simplified and uniform settlement procedures. You also have a much better cash flow visibility. It improves as well your intercompany hedging, and you have a simplified intercompany reconciliation and audit. The third question was the main difference between core process netting solutions and a TMS. And in fact, there are many differences. In core process, both AR and AP invoices are imported into the solutions automatically with an API or manually by the users, and you decide how it should be run. You can run your netting, you know, accounts receivable driven net. It can be an accounts receivable driven netting or an accounts payable driven netting, or it can be settle only matched. Most TMS will only settle cross flows. Core process identifies as well automatically any mismatches or missing invoices, which can be discussed online by the users with auto notification by email. If no agreement can be found on a mismatch invoice, it can be disputed and excluded from the current netting cycle and postponed to the next one. You also have the possibility to import copies of invoices into core process, so file attachments. Core process is used by both accountants and treasury staff. Access to TMS is usually limited to treasury only because of its cost per user. In core process, you have a very high number of accountants using the tool to reconcile the intercompany transactions before they are settled. We also have an excluded module, which is a particularity of core process. It allows participants located in countries where netting is not allowed to import their transactions into the tool, to reconcile them, to discuss them with the other participants. But these transactions, which have to be settled bilaterally, will not be included in the netting itself, and they will be settled through the netting center. Another difference is the possibility to create subnettings in core process to reduce the number of cross-border transactions. For example, if you have 20 subsidiaries in the US, you can create a subnetting in the US, and you will have a single transactions between the sub pool header in the US and the netting center, who can be located in Europe, for example. And then you have domestic transactions between the sub pool header and the pool participants. And we also offer the possibility to include third-party vendors in the netting, so-called payment on behalf. It is very useful for if you have many subsidiaries using the same vendor in a foreign currency with invoices in a foreign country with invoices in a foreign currency. So this way you can reduce as well cross-border transfers and FX for these third-party vendors. So in summary, TMS usually only offer a basic intercompany netting solutions at cost flow level without discussions, without matching, and without all the other features which I have just mentioned.
Yeah, thanks a lot for this explanation. I think that the picture that you can replace a lot of transactions with one single netted transaction in the end is really helpful to understand the power of your solution, that you also make a lot of savings by not having a lot of FX transaction, as you always have to pay the spread in such a transaction. And that it's much more efficient, and also your visibility becomes much better through this respective solution. these benefits typically also come at the cost. So as an economist, I say there's no such thing as a free lunch. So our next question is, how does the typical cost structure of a netting solution provided by you by CoProcess look like? Or maybe you can say what would be relevant cost components?
Mm-hmm. The cost structure is very simple. It is based on the number of modules selected: netting, discussion and dispute excluded, reconciliation, API, file attachments, third party. So use just the number of modules and the number of participants. That's really our very basic cost structure. You must understand our smallest clients net few hundred invoices per month with maybe 15 participants and 4 or 5 currencies. And the largest clients net up to 500,000 invoices per month. We even have clients who have weekly nettings, and they have 600 or 700 participants with, 20, 30, 40 currencies. So we can really adapt the tool to the smallest to the largest. And we also have three outsourcing partners for clients who don't want to run the netting by themselves. So we also have a partnership. So I would say our starting price is around 20,000 Swiss. And, for medium-sized companies, it's between 25,000-35,000 Swiss per year. For the largest companies, it really depends on their configurations, because depending on their volume and on their need, they often have to be hosted on a dedicated environment with additional cost.
Great, Daniel. Coming to an example to make it more visible, Adecco was looking for a solution to minimize its cost and time needed for intercompany settlements and launched a pilot project with the netting solution of CoProcess. Can you maybe explain the integration process of this solution into the business?
Sure. And first of all, I want to thank Adecco for this case study, which we have made together. And because it's been a really nice onboarding. Adecco has almost 300 subsidiaries around the globe, and they net today in average 6,500 invoices every month. One of the biggest challenges they were facing was the lack of discipline around intercompany payments and settlements. And they are not the only one to face this problem. Structure and discipline is, as I have already said, the most frequent non-financial advantage mentioned by our clients after implementations, because companies without intercompany netting often don't pay much attention to intercompany settlements. Balances are reconciled by the accountants monthly, but the aging of the invoices is often ignored, and invoices are often paid late, which creates a lot of challenges for cash forecasting, FX hedging, and so on. So Adecco is running an accounts receivable-driven netting with settle-only match, which means that accounts receivable will be settled, but only if they have a corresponding matching accounts payable invoice. And the netting center is based in Zurich, and this is the main Adecco legal entity. So they started off slowly with 12 entities during a pilot phase of 3 months, and then they extended netting progressively worldwide. They used the API to automate imports of invoices from their ERPs into CoProcess for both accounts receivable and accounts payable. And CoProcess automatically assigned a matching status to each invoice, and mismatches or missing transactions are discussed and resolved by the users. At the end of the netting cycle, the users wired the API to automate the export of CSV files, which include all the details of settled invoices, into their ERPs to flag all these transactions as settled. So they really automate, the export from the ERP to CoProcess and the export from CoProcess to the ERP to flag the invoices as settled at the end of the netting cycle. And the third invoice interface we have created is an interface for payments to be raised by the netting center in favor of participants in the net receivable positions. So they're using an XML file, which is sent through SFTP and imported into the TMS for payment executions. Because you must understand now, all the payments go through the netting center. So in the case of Adecco with 300 subsidiaries, you could have up to 150, 200 payments to be raised by the netting center to subsidiaries in a net payable position in an at-risk positions at the end of the netting cycle, and you don't want to create these payments one by one manually. So we create this payment interface.
Sounds like a very efficient process then, without a lot of manual work. So in fact, the project turned out to be a success in minimizing its costs and time needed to govern intercompany settlements. Can you pinpoint how Adecco was able to benefit from the netting solution, and were there any unexpected results from the initial introduction of the solution for Adecco?
Yes. So first of all, the project was a fantastic success for Adecco Group, and the reported savings of $100,000 per month, thanks to the reduction of FX transactions, cross-border transfers and float. But they highlighted as well the qualitative benefit of core process, which I mentioned earlier. They really now have a really routine, disciplined and structured intercompany netting, which is well appreciated by the entire organizations, not only by treasury, but by accountants as well. And core process API integrations to backend system was not planned at the beginning of the project, but it has really resulted in greater efficiency and productivity by significantly reducing the time it takes to import and export transactions between the solutions. And finally, risk management activities have also been improved. One of the points Adecco highlighted is the fact that prior to core process, the treasury team was really tracking manually intercompany transactions in different countries to manage the conversions of the payment currency to Swiss francs. And now they really have a lot more visibility and accuracy for hedging their intercompany transactions. So it really improved as well their intercompany hedging.
Okay, so then we can observe the benefits of software solutions in this sector. Looking forward, what do you think how the market will develop for software solution for corporate treasuries, and especially in the area of netting? How will it evolve in the long term, in your opinion?
Sure. So looking forward, the evolvement of the software solutions for TMS and netting will be around further automation and straight-through processing. The API can replace users with a bunch of messages between systems, so you no longer need to rely on humans who might be off on holidays or simply forget to do something. APIs really allow systems to talk to each other. The response is no longer an image on a screen to be viewed by users, but it is a message which is read by the other system. And Core Process has launched its API module 3 years ago and is really highly requested by our clients today. This is the module which everyone wants to implement. There is a real demand for automated transfers of data between ERPs and Core Process solutions. Most of our clients are using the API once a day, but we have even clients who are importing invoices into Core Process every hour because they want to synchronize their ERP with Core Process. I think that artificial intelligence will play as well a growing role to improve predictions and extrapolations to identify future FX exposures or cash flows based on historical data. But this demand is much stronger for cash forecasting, so for the TMS world, than for intercompany netting.
Well, we will see what the future holds for us. Therefore, dear Daniel, thank you very much for the interesting insights, and we wish you all the best with Core Process in the future.
Thank you to you.
Thanks, Daniel. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.